Good morning, folks. I want to check in on Alberta. You know, we've talked about Canada's agriculture basically going offline as the growing zones shift and the growing seasons shrink. But Alberta is a pretty special case study right now against the backdrop of already devastating floods. Indeed, they had just declared a state of agricultural disaster after months of being, in fact, quote, the volume and frequency of precipitation in 2019 has prompted Lac Ste. Anne County to declare a state of ag disaster on Wednesday. The Post said significant rainfall has caused incorrigible damage, uncorrectable damage, unfixable to the crops within the municipality. Quote, while various degrees of damage exist, almost all crop has been affected by these current moisture conditions. It's just in line with what we've been seeing. The most precipitation over the last 6 months, record wettest 6 months in North America at this point. Much of central Alberta mired in rainy conditions throughout the summer, along with the occasional hailstorm. Yeah, and that's what we'll talk about here. Let's focus on the flooding first. And note that they say this is the second season in a row, and they're already desperate for animal feed.
That's dead.
Dennis Potter is not counting on a good crop this year.
We're 3 weeks from harvest, and I don't think we'll get in if it continues. We won't get in if it continues.
After a month of almost non-stop rain, about a third of his 120 acres of oat crops is a write-off.
I farmed for 60 years and I've never seen this.
It's much the same situation all around Lac Ste. Anne County. Local officials are warning of increasing desperation among farmers and ranchers.
We have tons of acres that are underwater and crops are drowning. We're seeing upwards of 80% mortality in some of these fields from what we viewed.
It's the second year in a row they've declared a state of agricultural disaster. Last year, an early snowfall ruined the harvest. Many farmers finished that year with lower yields of animal feed and were counting on stocking up this season. That's not happening.
Yeah, and so it's against this existing backdrop of the agricultural disaster, incredible flooding, that this most recent hailstorm last week, which had 146 kilometer per hour winds, this ridiculous windstorm and hail came down and caused literally the end of the Tabor corn crop season. Quote, we are 100% hail damaged at this point. Don't know the dollar value. It had at least loony sized hail, which is roughly golf ball sized for those of you who don't deal with loonies, which is never a good practice. I'd say it was more the volume of damage of hail that did the damage than the size of it, right? So it looks like those massive rivers of hail in Greece or in Mexico that we've seen recently. And of course, the wind, it's devastating. That would be my word, devastation. We were only 3 days into the harvest season for Tabor corn. It was looking fantastic. And then, boom, 100% hail damage, 80% in some cases. Here's what some of that looks like.
Empty Tabor corn trucks in the middle of the season. It's an unusual sight, but one we may have to get used to for the rest of the season.
A big hailstorm came in super fast, and within a matter of minutes, it decimated our crop. It destroyed our corn crop.
Environment Canada says Tuesday's storm saw wind gusts up to 146 kilometers an hour and golf ball-sized hail, leaving crops like Johnson's Tabor corn ruined.
And then that's, to my knowledge, the end of the Tabor corn season this year.
Corn wasn't the only crop hit by the storm. Sugar beets also took a hit.
Any field that got hit, you know, by hail to the extent that the Tabor Barnwell area did, chances are there's probably a 40% yield loss.
And so that's it. That's the end of the season for Tabor corn. Pretty heart-wrenching. We work all year and then it's gone in a matter of days. And that's the way it rolls, folks. With extreme weather events like this, you need to be prepared. You need to have multiple seasons of seeds ready to go as we enter the grand solar minimum. Now, I recently mentioned that much of the United States was still underwater and had plenty of folks say, that's ridiculous, Christian. That was mid-March. That's 5 months ago. There's no way that fields are still flooded at this point. I beg to differ, and unfortunately, the facts bear this out. Pointing out here from Missouri, quote, black smoke continues to roll off an outdoor soybean pile for the 10th day in a row at a grain elevator that is surrounded by floodwaters in northwest Missouri. It's because it remains flooded due to an unplugged levee breach on the river, but local roads remain underwater or were heavily damaged by the floods beginning in mid-March. So no one is really able to get there to put this thing out. This is in Missouri, the same thing, same situation as far north as Wisconsin. Up to 50% corn loss predicted for Calumet County. And you can see this is August 6th, where, you know, fields are still waterlogged. So unfortunately, that's just the reality of what it means when we see the wettest 6 months on record for North America. So this is not unique to Alberta at all, obviously. States are frantically printing money to cover their farmers' damages, but as we know, here on the Ice Age Farmer, you can print money, but you can't print more food. Printing money down there. Missouri budgeting money, including $2 million. Arkansas announcing $10 million. Iowa funneling $15 million. But you can't print food to help the rest of us downstream from these losses. And so that's why I say you need to start growing your own food today to ensure the food security going forward. Folks, I hope you're taking steps every day to do that, to grow the community of people around you that's preparing, and to get ready for these times ahead. Thanks for watching, and spread the word. Take care.